I rack this riddle about myself, full miserable, my very own experience. I can speak it, what I endured in misery after I was grown, both new and old. None greater than now, always I suffered the torment of my racked ways. My lord departed at first from his tribe here over the tossing of waves. I watched a sorrow at dawn, wondering where in these lands my chieftain might be. Then I departed myself to venture, seeking his followers, a friendless wayfarer out of woeful need. They insinuated the kinsmen of that man by secret thought to separate us two, so that we two, widest apart in the worldly realm, should live most hatefully, and it harrowed me. My lord ordered me to take this grove for a home. Very few dear to me in this land, almost no loyal friends. Therefore my mind so miserable that I met a well-suited man for myself, so misfortunate, mind-sorrowing, thought kept close, plotting a crime. Keeping cheery, we vowed quite often that none but death could separate us. That soon changed. It's now as if it had never been, our friendship. I must far and near endure the feuding of my dearly beloved. Someone ordered me anchored in a woody grove under an oak tree within this earthen cave. Ancient is the earth hall. I am entirely longing. Dark are the valleys, the mountains so lofty. Bitter these hovels, overgrown with thorns, shelters without joy. So many times here, the disappearance of my lord seizes me with a stewing. All my friends dwell in the dirt. I loved them while they lived. Now, guarding their graves when I go forth alone in the darkness of the daybreak under the oak tree outside this hollowed earth, there I may sit a summer-long day where I can weep for my exiled path, my many miseries. Therefore, I can never rest from these mind's sorrowings, not from all these longings that seize me in my living. A young man must always be sad at heart, hard in the thoughts inside. Also, he must keep a happy bearing, but also breast cares, suffering never-ending grief. May he depend only on himself for all his worldly pleasures. May he be stained with guilt far and wide throughout the lands of distant folk, so that my once friend should sit under the stony cliffs, rimmed by storms, my weary-minded ally, flowed around by waters in his dreary hall. My former companion may know a great mind sorrow, remembering too often his joyful home. Woe be to that one who must wait for their beloved with longing.